One of the great questions is where exactly prayer happens. Medieval theologian Meister Eckhart said that you can only experience God in God's own space. Does God occupy space? Yes, but you cannot see God's space, which is also God's kingdom. Nor can you see 95% of the space of the physical universe, which, by the way, is not empty. Space is one of the great mysteries, just like time. Here's the deal. Your eye or soul cannot be seen by anyone except God. Even you cannot see yourself, but only the images you generate with the good and bad input of others. The space of your inner being is real to you, but immeasurable, be it to tiny or immense. Likewise, the invisible space between you and others, which is really mutual space, sensed especially in love relationships, is as real as internal and external space. The space where prayer happens and unfolds is at once both within you and between you and God. Prayer generates a kind of field, not unlike a gravity field. What this means is that regardless of your outer circumstances, even if you should be physically housed in a small prison cell, you can still enter into the vastness of the space between you and God. Call it the universe of spirit. Through prayer, you are never really trapped in the physical universe. Even in that prison cell, when you pray, you can enter into God's heaven of soul and spirit. It is not as if you can enter completely into heaven, which you cannot as long as you remain embodied, but you can get into direct connection with God, who is both with you and in you. Jesus says that you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. That means prayer constitutes your true and everlasting freedom. What happens in prayer is strictly between you and God. No person or power can prevent your prayer togetherness with God. As Paul insists, for freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. Jesus also indicates that the kingdom of God is, quote, in your midst, Luke 17:21. That same verse is just as accurately translated as within you. Prayer happens simultaneously within you and between you and God. How this is really so cannot be explained or even grasped, but only moved into in faith and freedom. If that is not good news, I don't know what is.